The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
Welcome again to Bob Burney Live. I say this constantly. I try my best only to report to you the truth and facts. I looked at, the choice. Okay. I was talking to you about this Drag 101 up in Delaware, and I looked at several different news sources from this morning. All of them said that a threat was received. None of them said threats, plural. None of them said death threats. Okay. Now, one of our listeners sent me just a few moments ago, and I do mean just a few moments ago, a news article from one of our local TV stations. And let me read it for you because, again, I only want to report to you facts and truth. Here it is. Selena West, who was going to teach a class on drag queens at the Delaware County Library, confirmed to the TV station the class has been moved to a new location after she... Now, wait a minute. The drag queen does not pretend to be a she. It is a he, a homosexual male who dresses up as a drag queen, not transgender. So that makes no sense. And the article continually refers to this man who, a drag queen is a male who dresses up as a female. Most of them are not transgender. Most of them are homosexual, but they're not transgender. So this is a male who does not claim to be female, but has an alter ego. Anyway. Okay, was going to teach a class on drag queens, Delaware County Library. On Tuesday, the class has been moved to a location after she received death threats. The class drew some backlash from the community, which was seen at a meeting of the library Board of Commissioners last week. West argued last week the class is about theater and dressing up and not about sexuality. Some people still had concerns, with one saying they thought it still indicated sexual choices. Another person had concerns. A controversial program was being funded by taxpayers. There were supporters at the meeting who said the class was no big deal. West said the class will be now held at Secret Identity Comics in Delaware on June 5th, which offered space for free. West said she, again, not a she, this TV station has it wrong. West said she did not have any input into the decision-making and the director made the choice after, I'm quoting, after a threat was made. Now, wait a minute. Earlier it said she received death threats, plural. She received the threats. Later in the very same article, it says she had nothing to do with the decision, but the director made the choice after a threat, singular, was made. So, which is true? I don't know. But I am reporting to you what has been reported to the public. It is still my firm opinion it was not a threat or threats that caused the decision. It was a way out. Anyway, to the listener who sent me the article, thank you. I appreciate it. I passed it along. And I don't know what the truth is. So the article was very, very confusing and not very well reported by our local TV station. Anyway, now, this story is just mind-blowing. If there is any country on planet Earth where there should be no anti-Semitism, it should be Germany. I mean, if there is any people, any country, any nation on planet Earth that should never, ever have anti-Semitism again, it should be Germany. The entire world knows about the Holocaust, the horrors of the Holocaust. And yet, just recently, you ready for this? Just recently, the government of Germany warned Jews, male Jews, about wearing the traditional yarmulke, skullcap. The government of Germany has issued a warning to Jewish males, Jewish men in Germany. If you go out in public, maybe you shouldn't wear the traditional Jewish cap. What? Can you imagine that the government would admit that anti-Semitism in their own country, even after what happened in the Holocaust, that the government of Germany would admit, hey, we got a real problem with anti-Semitism here, and we just want to tell Jews, if you wear the traditional yarmulke, you know, skull cap, you're kind of taking your life in your own hands. For me, this is absolutely jaw-dropping. This was a warning issued by Felix Klein. Felix Klein is Felix Klein's interview. Where does it say what his position is? Germany's government commissioner on anti-Semitism. By the way, the post was just created last year. Through all of these years, since World War II, Germany has not had a government commissioner on anti-Semitism until last year. Anti-Semitism in Germany is rising so rapidly that just last year they formed the Government Commission on Anti-Semitism, and the head of that commission is Felix Klein. And last Saturday, he issued this warning. Now, I read yesterday afternoon that they may have rescinded the warning because it was so controversial. Anyway, he said, quote, the lifting of inhibitions and the uncouthness which has permeated the society and the constant attacks against our, quote, culture of remembrance has brought about the warning. Another government official said, quote, anti-Semitism has always been here, but I think that recently it has again become louder, more aggressive, and flagrant. The government official went on to say, anti-Semitism, I'm quoting, is deeply rooted in German society. Anti-Semitic crimes rose 20% in Germany just last year. Yeah. The article goes on and says they're not quite sure why the rise of anti-Semitism, but, quote, it's apparent that Muslims are being influenced by watching certain television channels which transmit a dreadful image of Israel and Jews. If you will remember, a few years ago, Angela Merkel, Prime Minister of Germany, basically threw open their borders to Muslim refugees. Remember that? Do you remember? Just a few years ago. She basically threw open the doors of their borders to Islamic refugees and said, hey, come on in. We will take you. And many, 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 many people warned her and the people of Germany, if you open the door to Muslim refugees, you're going to face rising anti-Semitism. It has happened. Headline, Jews warned against wearing a kippah, which is another name for the skull cap, the yarmulke. Jews warned against wearing kippah in public in Germany. Incredibly sad. How quickly the leaders of Germany have forgotten the horrors of the Holocaust. Sad indeed. We need to take a break. New York Theological Seminary has a new president. Yeah, wait till you hear this story. Yeah. When we return.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
Well, that timing couldn't have been more perfect. I was holding back a cough, and I couldn't hold it back anymore. My apologies. If you happen to be wearing headphones and I just blew out your eardrums, I apologize. Hey, by the way, at the top of the hour, if you know any skeptics concerning the authority of the Bible and the preservation of the Bible, we hear this all the time. Well, the Bible is a translation of 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 a translation which was translated by translators who translated the translation into another translation, and therefore it's like the telephone game you used to play at parties. You can't depend. If you've got some skeptics, I got a story at the top of the hour. Oh my goodness. I just about got raptured when I read it this morning, and I can't wait to share it with you. I'll do that at the top of the hour. Before I get into this story, I just want you to think. New York Theological Seminary has been producing pastors for many years, and it will continue to produce pastors who will go out into their pulpits and teach and preach what they are being taught. And that is indeed a tragedy when we understand their history and who their new president is. New York Theological Seminary has a brand new president, Reverend Lakeisha Walrond, Walrond. If you recognize that last name, I'll tell you why in just a moment. She is the first female president of the 119-year-old New York Theological Seminary. She will become the 12th president. Wow, 119 years, 12th president. She will assume the role of president of New York Theological Seminary on June 3rd. And she said the typical things. My hope is to work collaboratively with the faculty, staff, students, board members to make NYTS a world-renowned theological institution for preparing students for ministry. Yeah. Now, why might you recognize her last name? Because her husband is Michael A. Walrond Jr. He is the senior pastor of First Corinthian Baptist Church in Harlem. Yeah, they boast over 10,000 members at the church. Now, she was the executive pastor. He was the senior pastor. So they were kind of co-pastors of First Corinthian Baptist Church in Harlem. Now, why would you remember his name? Well, just a little over a year ago, in a morning sermon, he said, and I quote, "There was a time when you would see people in the pulpit say, well, if you don't believe in Jesus, you're going to hell. Well, that's insanity in many ways, because that is not what Jesus even believes. And so the key is you just believe in God. And whatever your path to God, I celebrate that. Personally, I celebrate that." Yes. He said, anybody who believes in the exclusivity of Christ, that Jesus is the only way to heaven, that is insanity. Insanity. Well, I guess that makes me insane. Again, let me read the quote to you. "There was a time when you would see people in the pulpit say," isn't that sad? "There was a time." Hey, Reverend Dr. Walrond, the time is still now. Every pastor that I know personally still believes this, still teaches this, still preaches this. And I'm going to be teaching at a church tonight that proclaims that without shame or compromise. He said, "There was a time when you would see people in the pulpit say, well, if you don't believe in Jesus, you going to hell. That's insanity in many ways, because that is not what Jesus even believes. And so the key is you believe in God. And whatever your path is to God, I celebrate it. Personally, I celebrate it." You believe in God? Doesn't matter what God. Doesn't make any difference how you decide to get to heaven. It could be good works. It could be anything. As long as you believe in God, you're going to be in heaven, and anybody who disagrees is insane. Now, I am not certain that that's what his wife believes, but I would assume, and particularly looking at her educational pedigree, she got her Master of Divinity degree from Union Theological Seminary. Remember, we were talking about Union Theological Seminary a couple weeks ago, where their new female president said, "I don't believe in miracles. I don't believe in the bodily resurrection. I don't believe in the blood atonement. I don't believe that Jesus was born of a virgin. I don't believe that Jesus rose bodily from the grave." Yeah, that's where she got her education. And the sad thing, there are going to be hundreds of students there who really have a heart for ministry, who are going to be told from authoritative theological professors, "You can't believe the Bible." Well, wait till you hear the story I've got for you when we come back about the authority of the Bible.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.